From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On Thursday, Syrian troops are scheduled to begin their final pullout from Lebanon. They were deployed there 30 years ago during the country's civil war. The Syrians have already pulled out of Lebanon's main coastal cities, including Beirut and the northern port of Tripoli. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports, their departure has left a power vacuum and tensions are rising.
On the docks of Tripoli, a few fishermen clean their nets on the seaside at the end of the day as a man clicks China cups to announce the coffee he has to sell. But the streets of the city are empty in the late afternoon. People hurry home after work, keep their children in after school. The mood was different a few weeks ago. Tripoli celebrated when Syrian soldiers pulled out of town. Bassem Fatah, a businessman here, says he was glad to see them go.
Now, of course they were relieved. They were happy. Everyone, you know, and we kissed them goodbye. And it's a good thing that they left.
As his wife prepares lunch in their large apartment, Fatah explains that the February assassination of former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri turned this town against Syria because many hold Damascus responsible for Hariri's death. Hariri, a powerful Sunni Muslim politician, was popular in this predominantly Sunni Muslim town. But now with the Syrian army gone, tensions are rising, says Fatah, as underground Islamist groups in the city, once held in check by the Syrians, reorganize and some say rearm.
Oh yes, there is. There is rumors. That there will be clashes, that these fanatics, they will gather here and there. This is a rumor, and it's a dangerous one, very dangerous.
At the local mosque, women worry about a recent series of bombings in and around Beirut. They fear the violence could spread north, says Naila Salem.
2 days ago, there was a rumor that 10 cars came to the north that were booby trapped. So people are feeling very scared and in a state of anxiety.
Ibrahim Saleh does not share their fears. For him, the departure of Syrian troops is an opportunity. Saleh is the spokesman for Harakat Tawhid al-Islami, an Islamist group in Tripoli. Tawhid fought violent street battles against the Syrians in the 1980s. The leadership was jailed in Syria, the organization banned. But in the last few weeks, Saleh says Tawhid is organizing again.
It's logical, in the absence of the Syrians, that the Islamic movements are going to return and develop.
Reactivate.
When asked about claims in the Lebanese newspapers that Tawhid is also rearming, Ibrahim Saleh dismisses those reports.
Unfortunately, no, it's not true.
But in Tripoli, Islamist groups have been spotted carrying weapons, says Misbah Adhab, a member of parliament.
Yes, they are. Everybody knows that they are because they move in Tripoli with weapons. It was the talk of the town last week when they had the meeting in 30 armed people in front of the meeting place.
Adab, an opposition politician, blames Syria and Syria supporters in the Lebanese government for making sure arms are available. He accuses them of playing a dangerous game.
Why would they provoke in Tripoli? Because I think they would like to provoke nationwide and say that there's a chaos after the withdrawal of Syrians.
Many Lebanese believe the chaos has already begun. The government remains deadlocked over setting a date for a national election that was expected to take place by the end of May. Bombings in the capital have taken a toll, with restaurants and shops empty and the summer tourist trade shattered. The optimism of the mass street demonstrations a few weeks ago has disappeared, says Renaud Lenders, an analyst with the International Crisis Group.
So all that kind of adds up and produces a rather bleak picture. We have an institutional vacuum and violence breaking out. I think it will be very messy in Lebanon for the next couple of months.
After dark, in neighborhoods all over Beirut, vigilante groups have organized. Young men who say they are on the streets to guard their families. In jeans and windbreakers against the cold spring nights, for now, the patrols are unarmed. But they say they no longer trust the government to protect them. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.